farm news here on the Red River Farm Network. The land market in 2019 continued the plateau trend of the past several years. Farmland sale activity in the first part of the year was slow with the late spring and planting delays. Farmers National Company Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations, Randy Dickhout, says the delays in prevent planting contributed to the lack of activity.
And I think that's a recognition of that lower supply of land for sale in most markets, having adequate buyer interest, low interest rates, the extra MFP payment cash that came into producers' hands. So a lot of things went into kind of keeping that stable, despite what everybody looks at with net farm income and the more pessimistic look on the ag economy.
Will 2020 be the year the land market breaks out of its plateau? Dickhout says there are several factors indicating the market will continue to be steady. However, uncertainty remains.
The land market still is slower. There's not as much for sale, and it's kind of only what needs to be sold. Interest rates have actually declined from what we thought they would be, so that does support land values. There's a little optimism or potential for it on the trade side and maybe strengthening commodity prices, but that's still an uncertainty. We haven't seen that yet. World demand for our commodities is still, in question a little bit, I think, because of world economies and geopolitical things going on in the world.
President